This is Morning Edition on NHPR, and it's time to bring in NHPR's Josh Rogers to join us on the political front. Good morning, Josh.
Hi, Rick.
Okay, Josh, let's start in the 1st Congressional District, where there's a nasty fight in the Democratic primary. Sean O'Connor is leveling some serious accusations against Congresswoman Carol Shea Porter, and things seem to be getting really ugly.
Ugly and a little bit weird, frankly. O'Connor, who's relatively new to New Hampshire politics, is accusing Shea Porter's campaign and or her political allies of mounting what he's termed a whisper campaign against him, claiming that O'Connor has been a perpetrator of domestic abuse. O'Connor says the reverse is, in fact, the truth, that he was a victim of abuse. O'Connor has an affidavit from a former live-in companion that apparently bears this out and a petition on his Facebook page where he asks supporters to condemn Shea Porter's campaign. He's talking about suing Shea Porter's campaign for defamation also.
Okay, now Shea Porter's campaign denies any of this is going on, right, Josh?
They have strenuously, and a defamation suit does seem an odd way for O'Connor, who's been pushing this for close to a week on social media to get political traction in a race that hasn't really even gotten going. But he does have a potential witness in State Senator David Pierce, who represents the Upper Valley, which isn't in the 1st Congressional District, by the way. But Pierce says he was approached by a political ally of Shea Porter's at the State House earlier this winter and told that O'Connor was a perpetrator of domestic violence. Pierce does stop short of accusing Shea Porter, her campaign, of being directly behind any rumor spreading, but O'Connor certainly doesn't. If you take a look at his press statements and Twitter feed, it's fairly vehement on this front.
Okay, Josh, it's fair to say that relatively few in New Hampshire politics, maybe even in the general public, know much about who Sean Connor is, right?
I think it's fair to say O'Connor lives in Bedford. He moved here about 5 years ago, so he is relatively new to New Hampshire's political scene. O'Connor's plowed a bunch of his own money into his campaign. He was the first Democrat to announce in the first ED primary, but hasn't so far drawn little attention. O'Connor did back Bernie Sanders in the presidential primary, and this does figure in this spat. O'Connor says one reason the domestic violence incident was brought up was to scuttle an opportunity O'Connor allegedly had to introduce Bernie Sanders at a campaign rally shortly before the primary. But whatever one makes of the merit or tone of the allegations in this fight, it's certainly gotten O'Connor way more attention than anything else he's done as a candidate thus far. No one I've talked to expects this to end well for him, but we'll see. The primary is still months off.
Okay. Another thing that also involves social media and some tough politicking was the Fire Tom Hassan Twitter feed. Its creator was revealed over the weekend.
Yes, the feed, which targets former Exeter Academy principal Tom Hassan, he's the governor's husband, over the sex abuse scandal there, was shown to be the creation of Republican operative Ryan Williams. He's a former spokesman for Mitt Romney and Governor Sununu. He's also worked for the Republican Party in New Hampshire and as a consultant to it.
Okay. Now, Williams said that this Twitter feed, which had next to no followers at the time, it was unmasked by the union leader, was his doing alone?
He does, and you're right, Fire Tom Hassan, which urged people to call School Year Abroad, where Tom Hassan was slated to become president and call for them to rescind their job offer, had precisely 3 followers when Williams' role was revealed. And Williams says that this is a personal matter, and he claims that he was a member of a parish where Father Gagan, who later died in jail, was a serial abuser of children, was priest. So this was personal for him, he says. But, the broader point is I think this feed's existence and its revelations show something about what happened and is happening at Exeter, an abuse scandal of indeterminate outcome, and that it's complicated. Some Republicans really see and hope that this is something that will hurt Maggie Hassan politically, but going after it is tricky.
Yeah. Well, no one knows what's there, right? I mean, we know one former teacher, Rick Schubart, had apparently admitted improper conduct, and that Exeter on Tom Hassan's watch did inform police, but didn't inform students, parents, alumni, or the public about Schubart. Is that
yes, right? And okay. Also that Tom Hassan also failed to tell a boarding school association of which he was a board member what he knew about Schubart before that association gave Schubart an award. Tom Hassan was censored for that. But this issue, which doesn't really have much to do with Governor Hassan directly, is tricky politically. I mean, if you look at how Kelly Ayotte herself has handled it thus far, when the story was getting lots of attention last week and the governor was trying to explain how Rick Schubart had appeared as a steering committee member in her first gubernatorial campaign after Exeter had forced him to resign, Ayotte came out with a statement on U.S. Senate letterhead saying important questions have been raised about whether these accusations were handled properly and they must be addressed. A few days later, Ayotte was quoted in Politico saying there were questions Governor Hassan needed to answer. When Ann spoke with NHPR last Friday, she was asked what specific question she expected the governor to answer. And Senator Ayotte either would not or could not answer that question directly, which isn't to say this issue might not end up dogging Governor Hassan as this race continues, and certainly expect Republicans to try to make sure it does, only that it might be easier said than done for that to happen.
All right. Thanks, Josh.
You're welcome.
That is Josh Rogers, NHPR's senior political reporter. He joins Morning Edition often to talk politics. You can follow Josh on Twitter at Josh Rogers and NHPR.